Okay, it's 1 minute past the hour of 4 o'clock. How's it going, everybody? That's a little intro music. Thanks to, yes, and thanks to Brian Young for playing that. I really appreciate that. This is WMFO, and we are in Medford, and I really hope you are having a great weekend. It's a hot summer day. It's July 16th. I plan on having Alison Brown call in and talk about her music and also talk about tonight's show at Passim. So make sure you stick around for that. And if you want to talk to Alison, call 855-915-9636 and I'll hook you up. I hope to get some communication going between the listeners and the master banjo player, Alison Brown. This is WMFO in Medford. We're going to start the show right after this.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
And your friends right here on WMFO, Tufts University Freeform Radio. We are 91.5 FM. You can also hear us streaming at WMFO.org. Thank you for listening, and without further ado, here's a song from Alison Brown with a little help from the Indigo Girls. It's a tune called Carolina in the Pines. Check it out. This is WMFO Medford.
She talked of trails she'd walked up far above the timberline. From that night on, I knew I'd write songs with Carolina in the pines. Thank you.
101.5 WMFO in Rushford.
So won't you hurry? Come on, boy. See you later. If you want me to, I will. For if I ever saw you, I didn't catch your name, but it never really matters. I will always feel the same. Love you forever. Love you with all my heart. Love you whenever we're together. Love you when we're apart. And when at last I find you, your song will fill the air. Sing it loud so I can hear you. Make it easy. For the things you do endear you to me, how you know I will. I will. La da 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 da.
Mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. That's right, Father, Father. We don't need to escalate. War is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. You know that we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me. Talk to me so you can see what's going on, what's going on, what's going on. I tell you what's going on. Thank you.
Georgia, simply because our hair is long. You know that we've got to find a way to bring some understanding in today. Got the picket lines and the picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see what's going on. What's going on? What's going on? Hey, what's going on? Come on.
I know what you're saying out there. It's not Marvin Gaye, but it is the Brother. Actually, no, it's not the Brother Brothers. We played them a minute ago. That's Keb Moe and Alison Brown with What's Going On. It's from the release of The Song of the Banjo by Alison Brown, a great rendition of What's Going On by Keb Moe and Alison Brown. Lovely, lovely music. Before that was The Brothers. Brothers I Will, and Alison Brown started the show off with Carolina in the Pines, and I hope this is her on the phone. This is WMFO in Medford, and hello, Allison?
Yes, hello, Vincent. How are you?
Is this Allison, yes?
This is Allison. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Good. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Beautiful. You're on the air, and how's it going out there? Allison? Oh, God. I lost her. Okay. I'll set up everything in 1 second, and in the meantime, here is Feeling Good Again by the Brother Brothers on WMFO Medford.
Across from Mr. Blues, my faded leather jacket and my weathered broken shoes. But a chill north wind was blowing, but the spring was coming on. As I wondered to myself just how long had I been gone. So I strolled across old Main Street, walked down a flight of stairs, and I stepped into the hall and saw that all my friends were there. Well, the neon sign was flashing, say welcome, come on in. It feels so good, feeling good again. My favorite band was playing an Otis Redding song, and when they sang the chorus, everybody sang along. And Dan and Margarita, they were swaying side to side, and I heard they were divorcing, but I guess they let it slide. And I wished I had some money so that I could buy a round, and I wish I'd cash my paycheck before I came to town. But I reached into my pocket, found 3 20s and a 10. It feels so good, feeling good again. John talking loud and playing pool, and the boys from Silver City were all standing by the fire, singing like they thought themselves a tabernacle choir. And I wanted you to see them all, and I wished that you were there. And I looked across the room and saw you standing on the stairs. And when I caught your eye, I saw you break into a grin. It feels so good, feeling good again. I wanted you to see them all, and I wished that you were there. And I looked across the room and saw you standing on the stairs. And when I caught your eye, I saw you break into a grin. It feels so good, feeling good again. Feels so good, feeling good again.
Okay, it's WMFO in Medford, right there fading off in the background. Are the Brother Brothers with Feeling Good Again, and that's from their record Cover to Cover. And on that track was Allison Brown on banjo, and I'm happy to say Allison Brown's with me right now on the show. And Allison, say hello to the listeners out there.
Well, hello, everybody. It's great to be heard in Boston again. It's been a while for me. It's great to be back here.
And I looked at your schedule. It looks like you're going to have a little vacation after tonight's performance at Passim. Is that true, Allison?
Yeah, we have. We've been hitting it pretty hard the last little bit, but yes, we have some time off up here, which I'm really looking forward to.
Wonderful. Hey, I saw this write up, and one person wrote, Allison Brown doesn't play the banjo. Allison Brown plays music on the banjo. Allison, why don't you tell us about your love of the banjo a little bit? In case you've never heard of Allison Brown, the local Boston, Medford, Cambridge audience out there, she'll be playing Passim tonight over in Harvard Square, and she's a master banjo player. And want to just talk a little bit about what you love about the banjo?
Well, how long do you have? I fell in love with the banjo through listening to Earl Scruggs' music in the 70s, and I just really had to learn how to play that makes that sound. And so my first musical love was bluegrass music. But as I, you know, kind of went along in my journey, especially as a composer and trying to write my own tunes for the instrument, I found that the music took me in a lot of different directions. So the band that's going to be with me at Passim tonight is my touring quintet, which includes piano and flute and drums and bass. So it looks really kind of more like a jazz configuration. Mm-hmm. But what we do isn't exactly jazz. We kind of have a foot in bluegrass and a foot in jazz. And I think really try to honor the long legacy of the banjo, which was, you know, of course, America's most popular instrument at the end of the 1800s with a classic banjo style. And then was there at the birth of jazz in the early 1900s. And then, of course, became like the clarion call of bluegrass music in the hands of Earl Scruggs in the mid-20th century. So to me, it's just an instrument with a fascinating history, social history, musical history, demographic history, and I just never get tired of it.
I have a feeling you'll say you play them all, but do you have a preference, or do you tend to go towards a 5-string, 4-string, or 6-string banjo?
Oh, well, that's a good question. I'm a 5-string banjo player. That's, you know, kind of, I think, comes out of being an Earl Scruggs fan first and foremost. And I've tried to adapt some of the 4-string Irish tunes or like 4-string Eddie Peabody ideas to the banjo, and it's a 5-string banjo, and that totally works. But my main axe is definitely 5-string.
One question I have is, I know the great banjo player Steve Martin plays a claw hammer style. Is that something you do, or is that just one of many styles you do on the banjo?
Well, that's another really good question. I get a chance to play with Steve every now and then, and he is a really good 3-finger bluegrass style player, which is the style that I kind of am rooted in. But he is an excellent claw hammer player, which kind of refers to brushing the strings with the nails on your fingers. So it's kind of a different kind of brush approach. And I can do it just enough to know that I'm not very good at it. But I usually just stick to the 3-finger stuff. But 3-finger banjo and claw hammer banjo make a beautiful sound together. And actually, Steve and I wrote a tune together to feature those two different styles that will be on my new record that's coming out in first quarter called On Banjo. The tune's called Foggy Morning Breaking. And actually, Steve just posted a Twitter feed of himself playing that tune. So if anyone wants to see it, they should head on over to the Steve Martin Twitter site.
Wonderful. So would it be three finger picking style? Is that the kind of awkward name of how you play, or the kind of the correct name of how you play?
Yeah, you know, people would say three finger, you know, Scruggs style probably.
Okay.
Because Earl Scruggs was the guy who really kind of brought that style to the mainstream audience.
Wonderful.
And there are other people doing it, but that was, you know, the big evolutionary step for the banjo in the bluegrass. Came as a result of Earl Scruggs and his three-finger style.
Okay. Hey, I'm going to try to get a call in. If anyone wants to call in and say hello to Allison Brown, call 855-915-9636, and I'll see if I can get Allison to answer a question or two. But in the meantime, I'm going to throw kind of a curveball at you, if that's okay, Allison.
Sure, yeah, go for it.
The music magazine Mojo Magazine has these questions they always ask, and here's the first one. What kind of music or... what artists are you grooving to right now? Just throw out one, two, or three.
Okay. Well, James Taylor is always at the top of my playlist. I just, you know, if I were a singer, I would be trying to emulate James Taylor, but I'm not. But I still, with the music that I do on the banjo, I'm always thinking about the way he presents the song and the instrumentation and the vibe of the music. So he's number one at the top of my list. I've been listening to Anat Cohen a lot lately. She's an amazing Israeli clarinet player. Mm-hmm. She plays a lot of shoro music, Brazilian shoro music.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, you know, you were just playing the Brother Brothers, and they have a brand new record coming out on Compass, which is the label I co-founded.
Wonderful, yeah.
Down in Nashville, and I've been listening to that record because I'm a huge fan of the Brother Brothers.
Yeah, they'll be playing Passim in a matter of weeks after you. So, yeah, it's kind of exciting to have them come to town.
Yeah, they are fantastic. For anyone who's a fan of, like, sibling harmony, just great, you know, song-oriented music, they're so good.
Okay.
I love their music.
All right, here's another question for you. I know it's outrageously difficult, but if someone said, hey, you got to have one album to take with you, and you can't take the rest. I know it's crazy. What would it be?
Oh, gosh, that, you know, we've gotten so spoiled in the times of Spotify, because it's like, come on, Vincent, just let me take my phone. That way I'd have everything in my pocket.
I know. Is there anyone... it could change tomorrow, but today, what would it be?
Well, the starting place for me was the Earl Scruggs Foggy Mountain Banjo record.
There you go. Okay.
And I think I'd have to take that because, I mean, you know, there's a lot of great flavors of banjo these days, but it's really hard to top what Earl did.
Yep. So the next question would be your admiration. Earl Scruggs, obviously. Last two questions real quick. Do you have a Saturday night theme music or Sunday? And what would that be? And what would be your Sunday morning music? So that's the last two questions. What do you play for Saturday night for fun and for Sunday morning for winding down?
Well, you know, I live in Nashville now. And I love, when I'm cooking on Saturday night, I love to turn on the Grand Ole Opry.
Lovely.
It still sounds like, you know, it's still broadcast on AM radio and it still has that old kind of vibe. I love listening to that.
Terrific.
And then Sunday morning, I don't know, I might go for some Jobim. I love bossa nova music, samba.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Hey, that brings me to, very good, I'm glad you said that. I absolutely adore your Here Comes the Sun and The Waters of March. The way you squeeze those two together. Really nice stuff. Did you think of that, or did someone suggest that? How'd that come about?
Oh, that came about as a result of a lot of time that we all got to sit at home during the pandemic, and I was just messing around with the banjo and started playing Here Comes the Sun, because I was inspired by the stories that I was reading that we were all hearing, you know, in New York City, the hospitals that were discharging COVID patients that had recovered, and playing Here Comes the Sun as they left the hospital.
Amazing,
so,
yeah.
Started messing around with it, and it laid great on the banjo, and then I was, you know, I realized that Waters of March has a certain musical kinship with Here Comes the Sun, so it just kind of seems natural to try to weave the two together. But I'm really glad you like that. It's super fun to play.
Yeah, I hope you do more things like that. This is just a suggestion. You might think I'm crazy. Are you familiar with a song by Ray Davies of the Kinks called Days?
No, but I'm writing it down right now.
Yeah, I think that could be kind of like what you did with Here Comes the Sun. An just an absolutely amazing banjo kind of, I don't know what the right word is, ambient sound or whatever. It's just it's a really meditative song, a beautiful song, by the way. And it's that melancholy Ray Davies sound. And you probably know Waterloo Sunset.
Yeah, of course. That's on the Colin Hay record that we just put out. Actually, he did a cover version of it, so I do.
Are you serious? That's funny. I didn't know that. But check out the song Days, and I think you'll be knocked out by it. So.
I've got it pulled up.
Wonderful. So, Allison, I really appreciate you calling. Allison Brown's appearing at Club Passim in Harvard Square tonight. The doors open at 7 o'clock, and I would get there as soon as possible. I guess you could stream it if you can't make it down. Is that correct, Allison?
Yes, that's correct. I think their live streaming says starting at 8:01. So I guess we have to start on time tonight. And I know that there are still a few tickets left. So. I hope folks can come down. I'm so proud of this band. They're just Chris Walters on piano and John Ragusa. Those two guys on John on flute. They just are playing so great, and we've had a great run this weekend. So hopefully people will be able to catch the band live.
Amazing. Hey, Allison, thanks again for calling. I hope you have a great time tonight. I'm going to go right into your song, the song of the banjo, the title track of the song of the banjo. And any last words you want to say to the folks out there?
Thank you for finding some love in your hearts for the banjo. We need all the love we can get.
There you go. Hey, thanks again. Take care and knock him dead tonight.
We'll do our best. Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye.
Reform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Lovely music there by Alison Brown. That was Here Comes the Sun, along with Aguas de Marzo, or Waters of March. This is WMFO in Medford. And if you enjoyed that and you enjoyed the songs I've been playing, check out Alison Brown. She's playing at Passim tonight. It's the door's open at 7. She's coming on at 8. And if you can't make it down, stream the show. You can find the information out on the Passim website. excuse me. This is WMFO in Medford. And I'd love to hear from you. 855-915-9636. That's the phone number to call. And I'll play just about anything that you want to hear. I'll be playing a little more Alison Brown music. The Brother Brothers are playing Passim on July 31st. I hope to be interviewing them next week on Acoustic Sailing. That'll be quite fun. I hope they are able to call in. And without further ado, here's the group, the Brother Brothers, with a song called Blue Virginia Blues. And guess what? It's featuring Alison Brown.
Thank you. Richmond in November. When the cold Virginia rain is coming down, friends, I'm here to tell you it's no pleasure when you're all alone and a stranger to the town. Don't get me wrong, I do like East Virginia, and Richmond's full of hospitality. Except for one Virginia girl I know that made a perfect love wreck out of me. Blue Virginia blue, there ain't no blue like blue Virginia blue. There's no girls in the whole wide world that'll break your heart like Virginia girls. There ain't no blue like blue Virginia blue. St. Paul, Minnesota, said I need you here in Richmond right away. Take the bus and I'll meet you at the station. Bring some clothes, I might want you to stay. Well, my bus pulled into Richmond late this evening, and there ain't a soul around this place but me. She must have changed her mind or she'd forgotten, and her name ain't in the phone directory. Blue Virginia blue, there ain't no blue like blue Virginia blue. There's no girls in the whole wide world that'll break your heart like Virginia girls. There ain't no blue like blue Virginia blue. Taxi or a warm and cozy place to lie down, instead of standing all alone in Richmond when the cold Virginia rain is coming down. Blue Virginia blue, there ain't no blue like blue Virginia blue.
The Brother Brothers there with Blue Virginia Blues off their record Cover to Cover, and that featured, whoops, there you go, that featured Allison Brown on banjo. And it's time to smash through the acoustic ceiling. This is where I play freeform. I play anything above and beyond the acoustic ceiling. At about, in about 10 minutes, I'll do a rundown of all the songs you heard on today's program. And like I said, if you want to be a part of this station or show, give us a call. Let us know what you think of what we do here. And I love to play music for you. And without further ado, this is Paul Weller.
Thank you. Exactly.
That's you.
Exactly. You're right on, babe.
Say, let's make an experiment. Now, let's see. There are five, there are seven people here. Let's ask the audience here to close their eyes and the audience at home to close their eyes and see if you can tell who sings, who the next voice is singing. You all have your eyes shut?
Okay, go.
Am I blue?
I got your key now.
Am I blue?
That's really great. Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears in these eyes telling you am I blue? You'd be too if your schemes like your dreams done fell through. Was a time I was her only one. Now I am the sad and lonely one. Oh, yes, I am. Was I gay till today? Now she's gone and we're through. Am I blue? Was a time I was the only one. Now I am the sad and lonely one. I'm such a lonely one. Was I gay till today? Now she's gone and we're through. Am I?
Hang in there, baby. Hit it. the sky, like the sky sometimes. Am I too blue? Is the night too black? Is the wind too rough? Is it at your back? Have you had?
Songs. Do they still feel recognizable to you?
Yeah.
Do you feel some ownership creatively of their versions?
That's the biggest honor.
It's
really.
An honor.
Yeah, as a songwriter to have somebody else cover your songs. Because for me, I know when I cover somebody else's song, I've got to be able to get inside the song and really connect with it. And, you know.
You've done your share of covers, of course.
Yeah.
Yourself. Do you ever hear their versions and think, well, I wouldn't have done it that way? I mean, do you feel like you have the right to have an opinion about how they do it?
No.
Yeah.
Once I write a song and put it out there, anybody will say this is a songwriter. You know, it's just kind of...
It's theirs.
Anybody can do whatever they want to with it.
Right. I mean, and the Mary Chapin Carpenter cover of Passionate Kisses, which was such an enormous hit, Grammy for the songwriting... That was actually a song that was done as a country song, and I have read you say a couple of times, it wasn't a country song when I wrote it.
Right. I didn't say for it to be a country song.
Right. All right, folks, it's time for the rundown. Here are all the songs you heard on today's Acoustic Ceiling. We started off the show with Alison Brown. Alison Brown gave us Carolina in the Pines, featuring the Indigo Girls singing from the Song of the Banjo. Then it was the Brother Brothers with I Will. Yes, the Beatles song, I Will, from cover to cover. Alison Brown followed with What's Going On. That was with the vocal by Keb Moe, also from the Song of the Banjo. The Brother Brothers were in there again with Feeling Good Again from cover to cover. Alison Brown sang the cover of the banjo from the cover of the banjo. We heard the wonderful rendition Alison Brown did of, excuse me, Here Comes the Sun and the Waters of March. That was a 2020 recording. You can find that on your internet streams. The Brother Brothers gave us one more track of theirs called Blue Virginia Blues, featuring Alison Brown on banjo from cover to cover. Paul Weller sang Spring at Last from Illumination. We heard Ray Charles with Am I Blue from Pure Genius, the Atlantic recordings, or the complete Atlantic recordings, 1952 to 1959. And we heard Lucinda Williams sing Am I Too Blue off of the Lucinda Williams album. And in the background is the wonderful Miles Davis with Now's the Time from the essential Miles Davis. This is Vin Magazzini playing new songs. I hope you enjoyed them all. I added a little funny bit in there. I don't know if you caught it, with Ray Charles and Dick Cavett singing together. I guess you could tell who was who. Wow, that wake you up or what? It's a hot summer day. I hope you're enjoying your weekend. Remember, Tufts University plays no commercials. We love to hear from you. Just call 855-915-9636 and we'll play what you want to hear. 91.5 FM. Look, rise above and listen to college radio, commercial-free radio, and demand the best music around. Have a meaningful, wonderful weekend, and remember the words of Mark Twain. The two most important days of your life are, one, the day you were born, and two, the day you find out the reason why. This is WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford.